Hello?
Hi, this is Abigail from Family First Care. Am I speaking with Judy?
Yes.
Hi, Judy. How are you?
Good.
Okay, good. I see you spoke with my coworker, Rachel, about signing up for home care services.
Yes.
Correct? Okay, and she had given you the number to call to schedule your first assessment, right?
Yes.
Okay, were you able to call and schedule that yet?
What?
Were you able to call and schedule that yet?
Yeah, I think somebody, Sandra Hernandez.
Okay, did you schedule the assessment?
No.
Did you call the number that Rachel gave you?
I did. Well, Sandra Hernandez is supposed to come for a health interview, right?
Yes, yeah, so you had scheduled with them.
I don't remember.
Okay. Judith, I'm going to be here to help you throughout the process of your enrollment. So would it be okay if I call in with you to see if you had scheduled so that I can get you through this?
Yeah.
Hello?
They told me that I was, oh, God. Yes, I guess so.
Did they tell you that they scheduled for a time to come down to your home?
Yes.
Do you know what time that was?
At what time? About 3:30.
And what day? Do you remember the
day? I forgot.
Okay, so I'm going to call them with you, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to call them now. Please hold 1 second.
E-A-I-E-B. At Maximus.com. You can also visit our website at www.paieb.com. If you don't have active PA medical assistance, the first step in the waiver application process is to apply for medical assistance. If you want to complete the application online, please go to compass.state.pa.us. Once you complete this financial eligibility application, we will get an alert to contact you to begin the other parts of your application.
Judith?
If you want us to send you a paper financial eligibility application or talk to a representative, please stay on the line. If you are calling to start a new application, press 1. If you are calling to check the status of an application or have questions about a current application,
hello?
Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
When they pick up, can you ask them when your assessment is scheduled for?
What?
You'll ask them when your assessment is scheduled for.
Thank you for calling Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Sharon. I apologize for the inconvenience, but we are currently experiencing a high call volume and would like to offer you a callback within the next 24 to 48 hours. Will you accept our callback?
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Your phone call sounds distant. Did you want to be put back in queue, or would you like our call back?
Yes.
We'd like to speak with someone now, if that's okay.
We are experiencing a high call volume. Can I offer you our call back within the next 24 to 48 hours?
Okay,
or would you like to be put back in queue? Would you like me to put you back in queue?
Okay, that's good. Thank you. Yes.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry for the inconvenience, but we're experiencing a high call volume. Bear with me,
okay,
and I appreciate your patience.
Are you going to hold?
Okay.
We're calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Cecilia, and I apologize for the inconvenience, but we are currently experiencing a high call volume and would like to offer you a call back within the next 24 to 48 hours. Will you accept the call back?
Yes.
Okay. And may I have a good phone number for you?
Sorry, just a second.
May I have a good phone number for you?
267.
Okay.
229.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
9637.
Thank you. And who am I speaking with today?
Abigail from Family First Care and Judith Martinez.
Judith Martinez. Okay, would you like to go back into queue, Ms. Abigail?
If they'll pick up, yes. But if they're going to have the same thing happening, then no, that's okay. We would like to speak with somebody now to see when the assessment is scheduled for Judith. But if no one will pick up, then we'll wait for a call back.
Okay, let me see if I can assist you real quick.
That would be great. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Bear with me one moment. Okay. And you said you were... Oops, this is for Judith. Okay. And could you give... Oops. Okay. And just know we will not speak with anyone about this case other than with the applicant, without the applicant's written or verbal permission. May I have Ms. Martinez's date of birth?
9/10/54.
1954. Okay. Thank you. Ooh, 54. Okay. Could you provide me with the address we would have on file for her?
508 East Minor Street, Apartment 3, Westchester, PA, 19382.
Okay. And can you also please provide the phone number we would have on file for her?
It's this number, 267-229-9637.
Thank you so much. And, okay, and would Ms. Judith be available? Because I do not have you down as an authorized representative, Ms. Abigail.
Yeah, I'm from the home care agency that she is going through. I just wanted to see when she scheduled her assessment. She said she had scheduled already. Would you be able to look
yes.
if she scheduled?
Yes, she is scheduled, and it's for Tuesday, December 16th.
Okay, amazing.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, fine.
What time was that?
And who am I speaking with?
Judith.
Oh, hello. Okay, can you please give me your first and last name? I didn't know you were on the call. I could have asked you all these questions. How are you? Could you provide me with your full name and address? Oh, no, you're fine.
Judith was the one who answered that, okay? I'm just...
Judith Martinez. 508 East Minor Street, Apartment 3, Westchester, PA, 19382.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Judith. And you have a reassessment scheduled for Tuesday, December 16th, 2025, between the hours of 3:30 p.m. to 4 o'clock p.m. with Sandra Hernandez.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
And may I assist you with anything else, Ms. Martinez?
Not that I'm aware of.
All right, Ms. Abigail, is there anything else
that's
I can
all.
Assist you ladies with?
No, that's all. That's
all.
Thank
okay.
you so much.
You're welcome. And would you like to participate in a short customer satisfaction survey?
We're okay.
I did that already.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Okay, no worries. Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Me too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. God bless you.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you. Thank you.
Bye.
Judith?
Yeah.
Hi. Okay. Okay, that's great. So now we have that. It's on December 16th. Do you have the time? Which was the time again? You wrote it down?
3:30
till around 5, she said?
From 3:30 to 4. From 3:30 to 4 in the afternoon.
Okay, amazing. Okay, that's great. So So that's when your assessment is. Let's see. Okay, let me just ask you this. By this assessment, they're going to give you a form to fill out by your doctor. It's called the PCP form. If you would like, instead of going down to your doctor to fill it out, I can schedule a call for you over the phone to fill it out. Would you prefer that? And so, hello?
Yeah.
Just so you don't have to go down to your doctor. They're going to call you up. They're going to ask you a few questions over the phone, and they'll fill out this doctor's form.
Well, like what kind of form? What kind of form is it?
It's a medical form.
But asking what? Like the prescriptions that I take, the medicines,
yeah,
or what?
Yeah, it's something like that. They're just going to ask you a few questions about some medical things, maybe basic questions, phone number, email, nothing. It's going to be the same form that the broker is going to give you, but instead of going down to your doctor to fill it out, a doctor will fill it out over the phone. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay? It's going to be a New York number calling you, so look out for a New York number, okay?
Okay.
Okay, amazing. I'm going to be in touch with you closer to your assessment, okay?
All right.
Okay, take care.
Okay, thank you for calling.
No problem.
What's your name again?
My name is Abigail. If you have any questions, you can call me back on this number, okay?
Abigail?
Yes.
Okay, what's your number? Give it to me so I can write it down because I forget them.
My number is 267.
Yeah.
551.
Yeah.
7438.
7438. You have an extension, 7438.
You shouldn't need an extension, but if you do, it's 138, okay? 138.
138, okay.
Okay. Take care.
Okay, you too.
Thank
God bless
you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.